Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Game one of the World Series tonight. And we've been talking about it with you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steve Weiss is on the way, coming up at 5 o'clock, part of our Falcon Report. But right now, let's talk to our Braves insider. Joe Patrick, brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Joe, the lineup is out. I want to get your thoughts on Soler being back in the leadoff spot. Do you like the lineup Snit put out tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good. I think it obviously answers a big question that I think everybody had coming into this, which was where was Soler going to slide in? And I do think that, you know, there is the possibility that he might not necessarily be the leadoff hitter in every single game of this series. They could play it by matchups. And if you're going up against the left-hander tonight and Framber Valdez, then I think it makes sense to put the right-hander and Soler up at the top of the lineup and maybe slide Eddie Rosario down a little bit. I mean, Eddie Rosario, despite the fact that he's been so hot and you would expect him to stay at the top of the lineup for that reason, he's been down in the middle of the lineup during this playoffs as well, and he's still been successful there. So I think the Braves are very comfortable moving him in the lineup as needed. And I just also find it interesting that Soler is the DH and not the right fielder. They're choosing to put Jock Peterson out there in right field with Jorge Soler coming off of the COVID list, obviously. So he's been off his feet for a while. So maybe that's a good idea to slide him in as the DH temporarily. Maybe you move him into the right field position as the series progresses. But I think that obviously this lineup answers a lot of questions that we had coming in.
And I was just talking to a listener about the same thing, Joe, and I was saying also, you know, lefty-righty, as you mentioned, you know, the pitcher's a lefty,
yep.
So you get a righty-lefty to start. And I think, what was it, game four, when they bombed the Dodgers 9-2, that's when Dansby led off and Rosario batted fifth. So moving him up and down, I don't get messes with his head at all. I don't think that's an issue.
Well, and speaking of left-right, Mike, you know, you also kind of, when you're able to move Eddie Rosario down into the fifth spot, you kind of get a nice, you get a right-hander hitting in front of Freddie Freeman and Jorge Soler, and then you've got a lefty and Eddie Rosario hitting behind Austin Riley. So we saw the Dodgers and Dave Roberts actually try to get his left-handed arms in at the top of this Braves lineup to face off against Rosario, Freeman, and then Albies. Didn't really work out for them so well because of how hot Eddie Rosario was pretty much throughout the series. But I think that also just this lineup structure gives them a little bit more balance in terms of those lefty-righty matchups, doesn't give the Astros any kind of obvious weaknesses to exploit throughout this lineup.
We're talking Braves, guys. Game one of the World Series, and we're talking with Joe Patrick, our Braves insider. Talk to us about Morton getting the ball. I was talking about this a little bit earlier. For those who don't remember, he pitched for the Astros in 17-18 and then obviously went to the Rays and then pitched against them with the Rays in 2019. Obviously, they lost, you know, that series. You go back 17, it was the Dodgers. But point is, he's been on both sides of this. And so it's kind of interesting to see Charlie Morton tonight. I think, you know, Joe, he's got to give us at least five, maybe six innings. I mean, considering he's gotten the rest, I just feel like that's what we need tonight, especially with this Astros lineup.
Isn't it funny, Carl, the way we are talking about starting pitchers now, where it's like, we hope, you know, we got to get, let's get five out of them. Where
it's
like,
crazy.
In the old days, you would think like that's the minimum you're supposed to get out of a guy, especially the guy who's going in game one for you. But that's just kind of the way that baseball's going. And clearly that's kind of been a recipe for success for the Braves so far this postseason. So, but yeah, I mean, Charlie Morton, nobody in Major League Baseball probably has as much experience and good experience pitching in postseason games, in big World Series games, as Morton does. So I think that when you look at that, you've got to kind of give him the edge in terms of the experience. I also think you just give him the edge in terms of the quality of pitcher, the quality of arm that he has going up against Framber Valdez. And I think just in general, the Braves need to really take advantage of the starting pitching quality that they have in this series. And you're right. They need, because of that starting pitching, they need to actually take advantage of it. You know, they didn't really, they weren't able to do that against the Dodgers, honestly. Like that series, they won one of the bullpen games that they would not have expected them to do well in. They lost a game in which the Dodgers were throwing a bullpen game. So they were never really able to exploit that that really great kind of foundation they have in the starting rotation. And I think if the Braves are going to win this series against the Astros, an Astros team that is a much better offensive ball club, I think, than the Dodgers were, at least in the current state they were in when the Braves faced them, I think they have to get production out of those starting pitchers and put the relief and to put the bullpen in a position to succeed, only having to cover three or four innings at the end of a game instead of having to try to cover, you know, six innings, you know, across from game to game. So I think you're right. And I think that Charlie Morton will give them a great chance to do that. He has not been as sharp as we've seen him throughout the season so far in this postseason, but right. I think that he did seem to figure something out in his last start against the Dodgers. It started really rough. He barely got out of, I think, the first or second inning, but then he settled down, seemed to find the command of the fastball, and so you hope that he figured something out there that he can carry into this start tonight.
It is Joe Patrick, guys, our Braves Insider, brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Put the app on your phone, be a sub above. Carl and I were talking about the pitching earlier today because, you know, it may come up in that bullpen start. Do you trust Smiley? Smiley did certainly enough for the Braves to win the game in L.A., but do you trust him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, it was great to see what he did, and I think that it certainly gives you a little bit of confidence. And I think that, you know, if you're looking at a game four, you probably do trust him to at least go out there and start it. I still would not want to see him go through the lineup a third time, but I think that if you're only looking for, you know, four innings or so out of him for what will essentially be a bullpen game in game four, then I think that he does give you a lot of confidence. I think that he would give you a lot more confidence than somebody like, you know, Oscar Yano, who obviously is not on this roster because of the injury situation, but just with the way that he was pitching, I think that, you know, you kind of like Smiley over him in that regard. And those were kind of the two that you would think were going head to head for a potential start in what would be a fourth game for this team in the postseason series. So, yeah, I mean, I like Smiley, and I just don't want to see him go too long in a game because he's really struggled throughout the season trying to face lineups for a third time. But I think that he's given you a big boost of confidence with that last appearance that he had against the Dodgers, for sure.
Can Rosario stay as hot as he's been? Joe, the interesting thing for me is, and looking at his at-bats, he's been great with two strikes, and that's a big deal in the postseason. Can he stay as locked in as he's been, do you believe?
I mean, it's hard to say that, like, with certainty that he's going to be able to continue this kind of run that he's been on, because what he was doing was absolutely historic. And despite the fact that there were a few players who had tied, you know, he tied a record with a few players for 14 hits in a postseason series, none of those players had done it in six games like Eddie Rosario did. And Eddie Rosario got that record early on in game six. So, it's hard to say that he can continue that, but I think that even if he gives you a semblance of what he was, that is a huge boost for this lineup, especially when you factor in the addition of Jorge Soler coming back in and what he could potentially give you as well. And so I think overall the great quality about this Braves team, guys, is that, you know, they don't need Eddie Rosario to hit 500 in a series to give themselves a chance to win. Now, he was the guy who stepped up and did that against the Dodgers, but this series, it could be somebody else. And that's what these guys keep saying. There's no pressure on one individual guy. When Freddie Freeman was, you know, 0 for 8 with 7 consecutive strikeouts, it was other guys picking up the slack. And then when, you know, other guys kind of dropped up, Freddie Freeman then kind of picked it up later on in that series. So these guys really have comfort knowing that they're going to just pick each other up throughout this lineup. There's no individual pressure on Eddie Rosario or anybody else to have to be the star, and that allows them to all kind of play loose and aggressive baseball and play at their best.
It's game one of the World Series tonight. It's our Braves insider, Joe Patrick, with his guys right here on the waitfor.com hotline. So everybody knows about Jordan Alvarez. And, dude, I mean, that guy, for a big guy, Carl, maybe like, what's the stupid line from Sterling? A judging and blast, right? But this guy actually makes more contact. A lot of doubles, a lot of singles. That's, you know, he gets the ball, you know, out of the infield. Not always home runs. The guy that I noticed against the Red Sox is a dude named Kyle Tucker, right fielder. Because I haven't watched the Astros much, so I saw the postseason. So, but their lineup is, it's pretty amazing, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have a very dynamic offensive ball club. And again, I would say they're a better offensive team than what the Braves saw in the Dodgers. And you know, to be fair, you know, the Braves did really well in shutting down some of the Dodgers' top players, like a Mookie Betts, who had a really quiet series. Mm-hmm. But you know, what this Astros team presents is just a threat up and down the lineup. There isn't a break you really get. And similar to the Braves, but I mean, this Astros team is clearly the strength. And I got to say, guys, one of the things I'm kind of worried about or concerned about, I think people need to pay attention to in this series, is when Astros players get on base, will they just be able to take second like the Dodgers were basically able to do pretty much every time they got on first base? You know, I don't know if the Braves will have a game plan to try to hold runners a little bit closer, but there's just, with the advent of guys throwing harder, the windups and the deliveries are elongated, and that just creates more time for players to reach second base. And we are seeing now in the postseason, teams are clearly being more aggressive about it, and especially against the Braves, teams are seeing a weakness there they can exploit. So I do wonder if the Braves will come into this series trying to shore that up a little bit so they aren't giving that away so much, because that could prove to be a really big advantage for the Astros if they're able to capitalize on it. And that's clearly, I mean, the story of this series is going to be the Braves pitching versus the Astros offense. That's going to be, like, whichever one breaks, I think, is going to be the way that this series swings.
Joe Patrick, are you ready for game one and the World Series? I can't wait. And you're absolutely right. That is the storyline. If they hit like they've hit, guys, they scored 5 runs in 5 of the 6 games, I think, with the Red Sox. This team scores. We've got to hold them down. We've got to find a way to hold them down. Joe Patrick, great job. We will be talking to you throughout the course of the week as the World Series moves on and certainly gets back to the ATL here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.